The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Man Show with new head coach, Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty out of CAA. What's up, Ryan? How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing awesome. I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt. Let me ask you, man, how does it feel to be back home, man, where you play ball at, man, as the head coach, man, in the mid-2000s, man?
It's special. You know, it feels really, really special. It was, it's funny, there's been so many improvements to the facility since I came back, since I've been back. But it still feels like home. It looks a little different, you know, but you get the same feelings when you walk around campus and when you walk around the facility. The people are still, you know, have the same sentiments and the same belief in the building and in the community. And so it's been really special to come back and hopefully, you know, bring this place back to where it was when I was here as a player.
No doubt. And let me ask you this, man, Ryan, at what point in your career did you decide you want to get into coaching, man? You know, because I know it's always a point that triggers it. So what was that your trigger point to go and say, hey, I want to get into coaching, man?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's funny. So my father is a Hall of Fame New Jersey high school football coach. Both of my brothers are high school football coaches. I was pretty certain when I was in college that I did not want to be that. I didn't want to do what my dad did. And, you know, I'd seen him work those long hours. I'd seen him, you know, deal with parents and all that stuff and go through the wins and the losses. And it's tough. And I don't know, I want to say around my junior or senior year, I just decided that it was what, you know, my calling was. And I really wanted to be around football the rest of my life and be around guys, you know, the players the rest of my life. And I think, you know, I at least wanted to give it a shot. I knew I didn't want to do it in high school. And so I was lucky enough to land up at New Hampshire. And man, was I, you know, kind of plopped into some great, I mean, a great football coaching tree that Sean McDonald has, you know, from, you know, Chip Kelly all the way down, you know, Ryan Day and Tim Kramsey and Derek Sage, all those guys that I got a chance to work with, Alex Grinch, and the amount of people that are, you know, right now kind of running the college football world. I was lucky enough to be able to be a young fly on the wall there and see how a lot of guys did it. And it really made me love coaching college football. And so, I guess somewhere in college, I decided the switch kind of flipped for me. I was lucky enough to be in a situation early where, you know, it was challenging, but it was fun. And so I love it.
Let me ask you this, Ryan. Now, my dad's a coach too. He's 81 years old. So Can you watch a game with your dad and it not be like a coaching session? Because I know with my dad's like, he's coaching the TV, man. Yeah. Like, no, he should run inside zone. He should run duo and power. I'm like, Dad. Yeah. Watch the game, man. Like, I know these things. I'm aware of everything's going on, Dad. You told me my whole life.
I think the answer to that question is no. My dad is still doing that as well. And it's funny because my whole family is, you know, my poor mother. It's me and my two brothers and my dad are all coaches. And so she's around the dinner table at Christmas. It always somehow gets back to, you know, the difference between cover two and you know, and cover three. So, but no, that's pretty much what games are like in the Cardi house.
Funny. My dad still has his yellow legal pad and draws out plays, takes notes at 81 years old, man.
That's awesome. It blows my mind. You gotta love that. You can't beat it.
It's hilarious, man.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
My mom's like, Jay, stop. You're like, just stop. You're not on the field anymore. My father retired from coaching in 2012.
Okay.
So he still has that itch. My uncle coaches at St. John's Prep.
Oh, really?
In Massachusetts. He's 73 years old, still coaching under the line.
No way.
So my family, like yours, is full of coaches. Now, I play football, but I chose radio. I said, I want to have the gray hair you all have.
Either gray or it's missing, you know?
Both. Both. Yes, indeed, man. It was so fun, man. And so let me ask you, man, but your program, what's going to be your pillars of your program to make sure the young men hold these values each day to come into the building for you guys to represent the Blue Hens and what you love so much, man?
Yeah. Well, again, we talk a lot, you know, internally with our leadership council and our team, and hopefully our leadership council, and that's one of the things we've done here. Our leadership council is the people who then disseminate the information to the rest of the team. So we'll talk as, you know, coaches and them and get the leadership coalition together. And then those guys can then talk about the core values, the goals and the standards of the program. And essentially, you know, we have our four core values, and what we want them to understand as kids is your core values are just words, right? They're just things that, you know, slogans, and they're just a slogan on a t-shirt. They're a hashtag until you bring them to life, right? Until your goals and your standards become the things that hold those pillars up, you know, because the rest of the time it's just things we say. You know, your culture is not what you say it is, it's what you allow, right? And so we have to make sure that we hold each other accountable to these core values and to these goals and standards that we've set. And so that's what this time period's been for us, this 5-month time period since I've been here, is really trying to get down to the foundation of who we are, who we want to become, and then building up from the ground and making sure that we're sturdy enough so that when things go wrong, when there's challenges, when there's adversity, we can withstand it because we know who we are. You know, it's more important than what we believe in. It's who we are. And so, you know, right now that's our charge. That's what we've been trying to do. I think we've been doing a great job. The leaders here are tremendous. We have a really good group of kids that are, you know, in the upper classes, really, which it always is nice when some of your best players are your best leaders. We have that right now. You know, our best players are our best leaders. You know, Nolan Henderson and Kedrick Whitehead and Noah Plack and Tyreek Pitts, Liam Traynor, Johnny Buchanan, those guys are great leaders. And they're our best all-conference players. And there are kids that have been successful in games for this team in the past. And we obviously expect them then to continue to be great on the field. But they're really good kids. And they do a nice job at kind of taking over the team when, especially in this time of year, when we're allowed to spend less time with them, you know, and it's really the strength coach and them, they have to police themselves and they have to be the team leaders.
I was asking you about that. How has it been, you know, with the workouts in the summertime as you get ready for that fall camp here coming up here in August? So how has the workouts been going, getting them out there, throwing the ball to each other as well, doing the individual drills on their own? How's it been getting their skill development piece up?
They've been great. They really have. We've seen a lot of progress from what we were in the spring to what we are now. And that's makes sense. You know, we've added some new pieces, you know, some new people, but also we changed offense, defense, and special teams. And so, you know, when you get into that, the first couple of days of spring was a little bit sloppier, and then we got a little bit better as spring went on. And now you have new people and new fresh faces and some freshmen up and some transfers in, and now you get a little bit different feel for who we might become. And now that scheme is becoming a little bit more commonplace. Now we've had a million meetings since the time we got here. And that's another thing the kids have been great at. I mean, just voluntarily coming into to talk more ball, watch more film. They want to be good here. They want to be great here. And I think that that's obviously part of it. It's how much you want to do it, you know? And so we're going to be here as coaches for them. But they have to want to be the people, you know, that are the champions.
No doubt. And also being where you are in the Delaware up there, the Mid-Atlantic up there, man, so much talent up there that you can go find. You can just go 4 or 5 hours and find quality talent. So with Delaware being a national brand in the FCS, CAA, because of Joe Flacco and other people in the tradition of the Blue Hens, yeah. I feel like you can get guys who maybe went FBS, didn't play a lot, and can come down and play for you guys and give you what, if it's the right culture fit for you, for sure. Help your team immensely.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I think that's what's kind of changed in the portal has done great things and bad things. I'm sure everybody has their opinions. It's what it is right now. But what it does allow you to do is kind of evaluate the character of transfers a little bit more than you used to. Like if you had a need back in the day before the portal and you took a transfer, sometimes you were taking a flyer on somebody you didn't know much about because there was only a couple of kids out there that were transferring, you know? And whereas now it's not too different than high school recruiting. You can vet, you can talk to coaches, you can talk to high school coaches, college coaches, you know, mentors. You know, you get a chance to get a feel for kids a little bit differently than you used to, I think, because there's more choices out there. You know, there's kids that have played it at all different levels of football that are in the portal that, you know, might fit your culture and your needs.
Most definitely. And Ryan, you and I both can attest to this, being FCS guys, that if you come to FCS school, you can get seen. The Adam Scott does not lie. If you can play, they'll find you.
Right. There will be 32 NFL teams that come through our practices, just like there are that come through Rutgers and Maryland and Penn State. You know, we're going to have, if you're good enough, you're going to be found. You know, it's not like you can't hide good talent from the NFL. They're going to find it. And so if you're out there playing, though, you're not, you know, when you're not going to be found is when you're sitting on the bench for Penn State or Rutgers or Maryland. And so sometimes it is, you know, the better situation to be an FCS player and get on the field and prove your worth.
100%. And you know, and also I feel like this, Ryan, as well, is like guys who had a chip on their shoulder and who didn't get to play up there come down, they want it even more. They want to prove themselves. So, and you know, and I understand that, you know, I'm kind of torn, Ryan, because you know, for me and my father, how he raised me is to fight through things and not give up on things. But at the same time, it's like sometimes you have to leave and give some opportunity to show what you can do as well.
Right. Yeah. Again, I'm with you. And everybody hops into the portal for different reasons. And so it's not, you know, you can't judge one just because the other one was this way and that way. And it's, everybody's got their reasons and it's understandable. You know, there's a lot of situations where, you know, people just aren't getting a fair shake and that's fine. Or maybe a coach leaves or whatever it may be. And, you know, I think it's good for college football. It just certainly has changed it.
And Ryan, and I used around Chip Kelly when he was in his younger days. So I want to ask his question, but knowing who he was around, how was the game changed in your mind from when you played until now for offensive, defensively as well?
Okay. Well, I will correct you in one thing. I was actually, I was luckily have had a chance to talk with Coach Kelly a million
times. Okay. Yeah. Talk.
He was involved in hiring me and then he left. So we were like two ships passing in the night. When I got to New Hampshire, he was on his way to Oregon in that same offseason. He was at New Hampshire when we were talking initially and we got a chance, but he came back a bunch. He talked ball with us a bunch. He was always so great to the New Hampshire football program because it was part of who he was. You know, he was a New Hampshire guy. And so, you know, we've talked a lot of ball. I would say this, football's evolved the way football always evolves, right? Year to year, you're going to see great changes, sometimes small, sometimes big, sometimes rules play a part in that. Sometimes athletes play a part in that. Sometimes, you know, the transfer portal might play a part in that. There's different things that are going to affect the overall aspect of college football every year, right? It's how well you adapt, right? It's an evolve or die situation. And so you're in that situation where if you have an offense in a box or a defense in a box and you say, this is who we are and we're going to be that way, well, at some point somebody's going to catch up to you. Because if you don't want to change, if you don't want to see what the trends are and how things are going, then you're probably not going to stay on top. But I'll say this on the flip side of that. If you don't do the things you're supposed to do to win and score points offensively, defensively, hold people on third downs, get sacks, create turnovers on offense, create X plays, run the football well, and throw and catch, you're not going to win football games, regardless of what scheme you're running. And so I think it's kind of cool the way offense and defense is, there's going to be things that are common that you have to do as pillars of, you know, statistics. If you don't do these things well, you're not going to have a winning football team. But also, if you don't change and you don't get a little bit different, you don't tweak certain things, you don't self-scout well, and you don't realize that people are going to be scouting you and figuring out what you do and your tendencies. And if you don't change those, I think you will get caught up with. And so that's what it's been fun to be let's say an offensive guy like myself, to be able to watch the best offenses in the country and you see how they change from year to year. And you see the ones that don't, and they usually, they usually aren't as good the next year as they were the year before. And that's something I think that Coach Kelly's always done well. And you watch him from year to year. I mean, he's so different now than he was even when he was with the Eagles or at Oregon the first time. You know, the things he does on offense, and they're still, last year, they were the number one Pac-12 offense, if I recall. And so, like, he's just doing it different ways. And that's great offensive football. That's a great offensive mind. Someone who can do it with 12 and 13 personnel just as well as he can do it with 10 and, you know, playing crazy fast. And so, those are the things I admire about guys like him. And I also admire certain things about people like Mike Leach, who will never change and be exactly who he is. And he's always going to score points too, because he believes in those certain pillars of, what it takes to win. And so it's interesting to see the different aspects of it, but the way college football is going, I think you just have to stay one step ahead, you know?
No doubt. I got one last one for you. A big one for you. You got a birthday coming up in August. What's going to be your plans for your birthday, man? Besides fall camp, man.
Have a great practice that day. That is my plan for fall. It's been my fall camp. It's been my birthday fall camp goals every year. Have a great, great camp. You know, my 21st birthday, guess where I was?
On the field. Having a great camp.
Back then, it was probably double sessions too, you know? And so, yeah, I appreciate that question because my poor wife is an August birthday too. So we try to do something in June and July together where we can say this was our birthday because she doesn't get a chance to see me much during August. But that's funny. Yeah. When's your birthday?
March 11th. So I get to enjoy mine.
Exactly. Nice spring ball. You know, there's going to be a weekend there where you can celebrate it, you know?
See, having a March birthday here in Atlanta is tricky. It's either going to be rainy or hot. You never know what you're going to get doing on my birthday in Atlanta. So you never know what you're going to get. So it's hit or miss each year.
I love it.
Hey, at least it's in March.
Exactly.
My cousin's birthday is on Christmas, so he got screwed.
It's only one set of presents you get.
Yes.
We're celebrating Jesus in that day, not as much your cousin. You know?
Yes, he got there right. Hey, man, it's been fun to chat with you, Ryan. We'll do this again real soon, brother. When I comes, I told you, when the Hawks come to play the Sixers, man, hopefully I'll try to get up with you, come down awesome. And see you, man.
Sounds awesome. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, brother.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right. What's up, family? Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. Where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.